Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
So much more. Well, welcome everyone, and I hope that everyone had an amazing Thanksgiving. And if you are just waking up with us here, I'm so glad that you are starting your day in a positive way here on The Kim Pagano Show. I am Kim. I'm here with Tom. What's up? How was your Thanksgiving?
Excellent as always. Had fun. Hockey tournament, the whole deal.
Oh,
good times.
Busy. Okay.
We had a hockey game on Thanksgiving evening.
You know what? Those guys,
That's crazy.
Yeah, we used
to
race.
They scheduled a game on Thanksgiving evening.
So did you bring your turkey sandwiches and all?
We did the best we could.
That's crazy.
But is this for your kids or for you?
For the kids.
Oh,
it's just,
fun.
It was down. Oh,
they're
it's always
ruthless.
A blast.
Okay, yeah. All these sports are ruthless. They do.
Isn't it great when you have kids? They entertain you.
Yeah.
Like you have a whole entertainment.
And you're right on the money there. It is such a blast to watch hockey. I could have skipped that one because it was 8 o'clock on Thanksgiving evening. Hockey ice in L.A. is really valuable. Believe it or not, there's tons of kids who play.
I can't believe that's Thanksgiving
how far
evening they scheduled one. That's kind
8 o'clock.
Like, wow. Like,
yep, that's so what we thought too.
So, yeah. was it a festive game? I mean, everyone came knowing it was Thanksgiving and you do.
There's the same amount of fighting.
I mean, like, how much time did they give you? Like, what if you have company? What if you have out of
you
town
don't.
Guests?
You don't have a life.
Yeah, that's right.
You either have,
it's
you know,
dictated.
Yeah.
Oh, this must be a real professional ish.
Well, it's
kids
a travel
league.
Team.
It's
so
a travel,
it's,
oh,
it's,
the travel oh, I've team.
As we say,
serious, babe.
It is on.
There you go. All right. Sherry, how are you? How
wonderful.
Was your Thanksgiving?
Wonderful. Great. We went out to dinner. No dishes afterwards. We like
She's
that.
She's got the easy life.
You know?
I know. I'm telling you, that's
it
a whole
beautiful.
Other way. Jennifer?
Well, I'm exhausted. I have dishpan hands, and I think I wish I went with Sherry.
I know.
I would have loved to have you there, too.
Well, we had a really great time.
I would have liked your spicy corn.
I want to.
Ooh,
I
that
know.
Is really good.
I
I'll
want
bring you a recipe,
recipe
for that.
Yeah.
In fact, when I go home today, I'm probably going to have some more of that.
Oh, yummy. Well, again, for anybody that is just tuning in with us, I hope that your Thanksgiving was amazing. And of course, we bring you the brighter side of life in the 805. And we want you always to remember to listen, laugh, and learn. And that's really what our show is all about. I do want to remind you to, you know, Facebook us. We are all over Facebook and we are growing in our numbers. And we'd love you to be a part of that. Also, I do want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show right here on AM 1590. It's a different show completely, and actually today is going to be some of my personal favorite interviews, and so I'd love you to tune in with that. Again, write down this phone number, 805-419-0008, 419-0008, because we have lots of things that we are going to give away, and before we tell you all the stuff we're going to give away, let me tell you about our guest today. We have Shara Aaron, and she's going to be talking about Don't Break Your Heart cookbook, and beautiful cookbook, reduced sodium recipes for healthy heart. I need this, you know.
Sodium and cholesterol or just sodium?
Well, this one's sodium.
Oh, okay.
Because a lot of people that have high blood pressure can't have salt and that kind of stuff.
Right.
So she's going to be talking about that. Also, Susan Tony, right, is going to be joining us today.
Top singer.
Yeah, and she has her latest critically acclaimed CD project entitled Love is the Cure. Love is the cure for everything, don't you think?
Oh, it is, absolutely.
You always feel better when you're
but
feeling
But it comes
loved.
In many ways.
I
Did you see my Facebook post?
Love. Oh, no, uh-uh.
I had a great I liked my Facebook
okay,
post.
And
I
okay.
talked about love in many ways.
Yeah, because, you know, of course, she always goes right, the addiction, love, right?
No,
always
and not everybody has a significant other. You know, not everybody has a partner.
Right.
And so we have to, you know, understand that love can be, like the post I had was, you know, it's going to sound so corny, throwing your dog a ball is giving love, and the dog bringing the ball back is the dog showing love.
Well, happiness. I think love and happiness are kind of the same thing, so it could be any of those things.
Right. This is our happy hour.
That's right.
Well, okay. Sort of.
See, but
not
there you
that
go.
Kind
that,
of happy
okay,
hour.
You don't know. This could be a happy hour, or it could be, you
well,
know, right?
Right. It's right. not an alcohol happy hour.
No, it's not. It's a happy hour, you know. So anyways, lastly, we will be speaking with our nutritionist and health coach, Frances Starr, and about how you can become the best version of your 2015. Can you believe we're almost at the end of our year? Where did it go? I just tell you. Anyways, well, let's bring our first. Well, actually, Tom, we didn't talk about all our giveaways, so let's do what we're giving away.
One of my favorites, Ronald Reagan Presidential Library, the amazing automobiles, and then the Christmas tree exhibit comes in. The Reagan Library is great during the holiday season. Amazing automobiles includes the Popemobile, also the car from Greece. It just goes on and on. Movie cars, dignitary cars, a whole lot of stuff there. Holiday swing, big band dance is what we're trying to say at the Poinsettia Pavilion. One of the best views in the county
wow.
is at the Poinsettia
yeah.
Pavilion. You must go. It's beautiful. Fred Cavalli Theater. We have the tenors coming in and a bunch of other stuff, too.
There you go. Also, we've got Brooke White over at the is it Shear? Is that correct? You always count, help me on that.
Shear Theater and the Cavalli.
Yeah, there you go. And that is December 11th. And that is the annual hometown Christmas concert. And so White returns to the Civic Arts Plaza with a special guest and the Holiday Bell Choir to bring you the songs of the holidays. So let's start right there. Let's give a couple tickets to that. Brooke White and over December 11th. Call right now. 419-0008, 419-0008. Let's bring our first guest on. Shara, are you there? Shara Aaron.
Yes, I'm here.
How are you?
Good. Good to hear from you.
Well, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. What a great book.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we were really happy with the way it came out.
Yeah, tell us, is this your first book?
No, that's actually our third book.
Oh, wow. So what are your other yeah. books? Just curious.
Our first book we wrote was called Chocolate, A Healthy Passion. It's called Chocolate, A Healthy Passion, and it's all about the history of chocolate and how it's been used medicinally and all the new science around how dark chocolate's so good for you, and then recipes and pictures and things like that on how to use it. And then we wrote a book called The Baby Fat Diet, which about taking off your pregnancy weight. And this is our third book. This is a cookbook. So it kind of, we went in a whole other direction, but it was a lot of fun to write.
Wow.
We loved it.
Looking at all the recipes, you have all different things in there. The falafel looks great, but then you have chicken. I mean, you definitely have a large variety. It's not just basic plain eating. And onion rings.
Oh, my gosh.
Or actually calamari, but they look like onion rings.
They
look
like
delicious.
That's like my all-time favorite is calamari.
So what we were trying to do, and each chapter focuses on a different area or a different food type that has benefits to your health. And each chapter begins with a section on how it's helpful for you, what kinds of nutrients it contains, and different ways that you can cook, you know, the different types of foods, like legumes, for example. And then how to use those in the most part healthy way.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you start, you know, cooking, and what's your passion for this?
And when did you actually transition to the brighter side of becoming a recipe author?
As a dietitian. Monica Bearden, who's the co-author, and I are both registered dietitians. You always do some cooking and tweaking of recipes in your own life. I mean, you know, to make things healthier. As you know, as somebody who's trying to make it better for their family, and in our professional lives, also people are constantly asking you for recipes, and you know they have their favorites and they want you to make them healthier. So you just sort of naturally come to start using different ingredients and trying things and seeing what works and what doesn't work, and you know, taste testing with family, friends, and all the like. So it just kind of comes with the territory.
Shara, I have to tell you, I'm like looking through your book here, and oh my gosh, I mean, the meals, first of all, the pictures are exquisite. They are. They're like mouth-watering.
But I'm kind of curious, is cholesterol or sodium, which one causes more heart attacks? Which is more the cause of heart problems?
Well, they cause two different issues. One, sodium, is really highly linked to blood pressure. There's actually a lot of new research on sodium showing that it's really well established that the more sodium you consume, the higher your blood pressure. There's very few people that doesn't hold true for. And as you age, it just gets worse and worse, where the more sodium you consume, the higher your blood pressure tends to be. And no, that's not to say that people, are an exception to the rule, but for the most part, it's a pretty strong link. And then cholesterol, it's a different mechanism. It will clog your arteries over time and embed in your arteries so that then it creates a blockage. So it's two different mechanisms, but it's, in terms of heart disease, it's the same outcome. It creates a situation where you have some problems.
So if sodium is the cause of the high blood pressure, why do a lot of alcoholics end up having a lot of high blood pressure? I mean, is there sodium in alcohol? No. Yes.
No, that would probably be more related to taxing their liver function.
Okay. Yeah, I would say liver, yeah.
Okay, definitely. Well, one of the things we know we all should eat to stay healthy are green leafy vegetables, and I'm looking at Kim looking at the Brussels sprouts.
Yes, spicy Brussels sprouts.
I know, but I feel like Brussels sprout is that thing that we're all trying to make it taste good. Doing different things to make it taste good. I mean, they're good, but they definitely are not like a
fried Brussels sprout.
I don't even know if we can fry so a Brussels good. Sprout to make it taste good. They're so bitter.
So good.
No.
Well, whenever you roast vegetables, roasting any kind of vegetable really concentrates the sweetness of the vegetable because you're sort of dehydrating it a bit, so you're getting rid of some of the water, and you really concentrate the sweetness. So always a great way
Is it taking away some of the vitamins, though, when you're roasting or baking?
I mean, some vegetables are pretty hearty, you don't really get rid of many. You retain most of it.
We had roasted vegetables on Thanksgiving, and my mom loves Brussels sprouts. See, I can't even think what they're called. But I just...
You still just
I just cannot buy into the Brussels sprout.
I'm going to make you some that you're going
to
like.
Everyone has a different way to prepare them.
My husband, those are his favorite, and I was kind of like you. And then I figured out a way to make them. Oh, kind of like what you just did either. But we also, at that Four Seasons, we just had them there, and they made them amazing. So...
I do think baked vegetables taste much better
or sautéed.
We had them for Thanksgiving, too, steamed. And we had them... baked or fried, and they were just fabulous.
Yeah. So, Char, tell us, what is the best way to keep our families healthy and happy at a dinner table while combating heart disease? Really, that's kind of your whole book's about, correct?
So the book is really focused on how to make food taste better without using salt. So using fresh ingredients and using fresh herbs and other types of flavors. I think if you just start getting used to it, you really can use a lot of other flavors besides salt, and you can really reduce the amount of sodium in your cooking. It's just a matter of being a little brave with your ingredients, and I can't stress enough how important it is to buy fresh ingredients and good quality ingredients. It just makes a tremendous difference in the outcome in your cooking.
There's no
and
question.
And I think for kids, too, I mean, you think about canned string beans. I mean, those are really not good at all.
But well, when you can get everything where we live, like, from farm to table, why would you not?
Are we better off to buy frozen rather than canned?
Absolutely.
If you have to. Sometimes you cannot have fresh vegetables, but it's better to have at least frozen vegetables than no vegetables or canned vegetables.
Absolutely. In fact, frozen sometimes retain more nutrients than the fresh, because they freeze them at really right after they pick them. Sometimes the broccoli can sit on the shelf for a long time.
Right.
Depending on what your market is, I mean, I would say if you can find a really good produce market where, there's a lot of turnover, things aren't sitting there for a long time, that makes a huge difference. But frozen is an amazing option, and they don't add salt to it the way they do with canning. So absolutely frozen is the best way to go. Unless you can get it from the farm or you know, what you know is pretty fresh.
There you go. Question, I heard that if you use sea salt, it's much healthier than obviously regular, you know, table salt, correct?
Well, I would say you can use less of it. So that's why it's healthier, because it has, you get more flavor out of it. So you can use less.
Okay. So is there a salt that's healthy at all for you?
Not really.
That's interesting, because I thought that I was at a cooking class and they said if you used, sea salt, that your body absorbs it much better.
Well, you can use less of it. So it's always a good idea to be able to use less and get the same flavor out of it. So it's always good to salt your food. Like if you're making a soup, if you just add some at the end, it's a better way to go, because that way you don't have to use as much. If you add it in the beginning, oftentimes you're going to use more.
Okay.
So it's finding those ways to use less and use other things like garlic, lemon, pepper, all kinds of herbs, and experiment so that you can just use less salt. That's the bottom line, really.
Wow. Okay. Interesting. So give us some tips. We're almost at the end of our time here, but what are some of the best tips that we can use to kind of make over our pantries?
To make over your pantry?
Uh-huh.
Again, look for those high quality ingredients, fresh as possible. Get rid of things that are really processed and make things on your own. You'll find that it just tastes so much better. Like baked beans is a great example. You can easily make baked beans that taste so much better, and you're going to use a lot less salt, sugar, and all the things that come in the processed version. So, you know, don't be afraid to experiment and try things on your own, and you'll find that there are some really easy things that you can make without having to go to the canned or the frozen or all the processed kinds of food.
But what about those days when we're really just craving? I do enjoy salt, so if we're craving chips and dip or something like that, what could we eat that is... You obviously just are in the mood for something salty. What could we eat that's a healthy alternative?
How about like a hummus? If you make a hummus, we have an edamame hummus.
Do you not like hummus?
I love hummus, but the chips that have the salt on them.
What about vegetables like celery or carrots or
something? I guess the pita chips aren't the best,
right,
to go with my hummus.
And make them on your own. Make your own. You can cut up pita, throw it in the oven.
That's true. I forgot about that. Pita.
I mean, honestly, it takes you 5 minutes. It doesn't take that much longer. I think people feel like making something
from scratch
or not even from scratch, where, you know, you're just using the pita and baking it.
That's right. I guess I didn't make the pita.
Yeah. I mean, but it's so much better. You can buy the whole wheat version, and then you can just use it without salting it and dip it in the hummus. You use a lot of garlic, a lot of lemon, a lot of other flavors besides salt. And you'll probably be pretty satisfied with the flavors in there without needing to go to the salt shaker.
Now, one thing my family and I do, and actually we did this growing up, for some reason my brother and I never salted our food. We never even put the salt and pepper shakers on the table, and it wasn't because we were so healthy. I think it was just something we didn't do. And even now, we never put the salt and pepper shakers on the table. We just don't salt our food like that.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah. I don't, because I need to watch my salt.
Yeah, I think it was just not something that we do, is salt our food right before we eat it.
Oh, you don't?
That's
do
good. That's
yeah,
a good
it's
habit.
Just like a
and
habit.
Especially for your kids.
So do you cook with salt?
I cook with salt, but I never, when I set the table, I never put the salt and pepper out to eat with dinner. I always will salt eggs because I feel like eggs do taste better with a little bit of salt on them.
Yeah.
But I would never put the salt and pepper shaker out to go with dinner.
There you go.
Another good ingredient that you can use, or something very flavorful you can use, is you can concentrate juices and use those as marinades instead of using really salty marinades. If you just take some juice like pomegranate juice or even orange juice and you concentrate it by boiling it down, those are really flavorful. They can add a lot of flavor to your poultry or other kinds of foods without having to use a lot of salt.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I had a salad dressing that they put with olive oil and pomegranate juice, and it was amazing.
Yeah, that was
delicious.
Yeah. So talk to us a little bit about whole grains with cranberries, squash, and pecans. That just talk to us about that. And what is one of your, I mean, is that a favorite recipe that you have in your book?
What's an easy go-to?
Yeah, well, that would be a great recipe for the holiday, for holidays, because it uses a lot of the fall type ingredients. And using whole grains, that's another great tip. I mean, using other whole grains that have a lot of nutty innate flavor in them, like quinoa or wheat berries, there's lots of whole grains that actually taste really good without you having to use a lot of salt. Barley, lentils, you don't have to use a lot of salt. They have a lot of innate nutty flavor in them. And then, you know, that brings out those flavors without you feeling like you need to add a lot of salt. Like mashed potatoes is an example of something that needs a lot of salt because potatoes are really bland. But if you go to starches or whole grains that have a lot of innate flavor in them, you're not going to have to use so much salt anymore. Some of the favorite recipes, I mean, I love the, there's a dark chocolate covered fig in there that is amazing. I just love that recipe. I use them all the time. I make them at the holidays and I give them as gifts.
They're dark chocolate figs. Is that what you said? Oh, yum. Okay, so tell us a little
bit.
Dark chocolate figs? Now you woke me up.
See, Sherry's awake. We're talking about dessert now.
That really woke me up. I love figs and I love dark chocolate.
Yeah. Okay, so tell us about that. Oh, I didn't even see this whole other side to your book. Okay.
Yeah, well, we had to bring together the chocolate part because...
Because you like it so much. No.
Yeah.
And so, okay, so how do you make that?
It's so simple. It's basically you use a really good quality dark chocolate and you have to melt it down and then you can stick a nut inside of the fig. I've done it with dried plums as well. You stick a nut inside the dried plums or inside the dried fig. And you dip it in dark chocolate, and then you just let it, dry in the refrigerator, basically harden.
Oh, that sounds delicious. Amazing. And then you can package those and give them as a gift?
Yeah, I do it all the time.
Wow.
All the time at the holidays.
You know what? How do you all feel when you get a gift that's made from food? You know what I mean? Like homemade. Do you like that?
I do. I love to give gifts and I like to receive gifts.
I think it's so nice when people are so thoughtful.
Yeah, like if you make, so do you give those a lot for the holidays? Shara?
Yeah, sorry, say that again?
Yeah, so you make those for gifts for the holidays?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I think everyone around me it knows those. I'm pretty famous for those at this point. I bring them everywhere I go.
I bet you're one of those. Yeah, I bet you're one of those guests that when you get invited, they tell you what to bring instead of you telling them what you're going to bring, right?
Well, they always know that what did Sarah bring? It's got to be something,
healthy
good for us.
Good for us. Okay.
They just hope whatever I'm experimenting with at the time came out good. So, and usually it does.
Yeah, there you go. Can you just leave us with a tip that, something that we can use every day of our life to really just eat kind of inspiring, that's going to leave us with the brighter side of, eating?
I guess what I would say is just try to keep in mind that healthy food can often taste just as good as food that isn't so good for us. It's just a matter of being open to it.
And, all perspective, right?
Yeah, and give it a try and be open-minded about it. I think that's the thing. If you just are open-minded about it, you'll find that things that are really good for your body actually taste good as well. So that would be my biggest wish for everybody, that they would be a little open-minded and just try some healthy things. And don't be afraid to experiment. I always tell all of the people that I ever work with that it's okay to try something different. Even if it's Christmas and you would normally have, something on the table that's really not so healthy for you, maybe try and make something like the Brussels sprouts and let everybody be open to trying that instead of the green bean casserole.
Yeah.
And, they'll appreciate it, actually. I think a lot of people appreciate having the healthy stuff on their table as well.
There you go. I know we didn't talk about your CD project. Tell us a little bit about that really quick. In fact, can you stay with us for a couple minutes? We're going to do a really quick commercial and sponsor, and we'll be right back.
Sure. Okay. Can you say that again?
We need to take a really quick break, but if you could stay with us, that would be great. I wanted to, just talk to you about some other little tips.
Sure.
Okay, great. Hold on 1 second. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805, and we're talking with Sherritt Aaron right now, but we will be right back. I'd love to give something away right now. And how about some cancer support community, the 23rd annual holiday home tour? We've got a pair for you. All you have to do is call right now at 805-419-0008. 419-0008. Stay with us.
You make me wanna hang my head down and cry.
The kids are back in school, and now you have a little extra time to get back in shape. Reduce Medical Weight Control Center can help you get back on track. If you're anything like me, you are running from one place to another, getting kids to and from school and practice, or you're at work all day and just need some help to jumpstart your weight loss program. Reduce is a proven weight loss program with personal care from a licensed medical staff. It's fast, safe, and affordable. Only $100 per month, no contracts, no fees, and my favorite part, no food to buy. Call today and set your appointment to see if Reduce is right for you. The number is 805-375-4150. Just an initial appointment to make sure Reduce is right for you, and then they will help you make sure you stay on track with your weight loss goals. Call today, 805-375-4150. That's 805-375-4150, located in Newberry Park, just off the 101 freeway at Wendy Drive. Remember, it's not about being skinny, it's about being healthy. Call Reduce today, 805-375-4150.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining me. And I guess I hope that all of you had an amazing Thanksgiving. Again, we are talking with Sherritt Aaron, and we're talking about her book, Don't Break Your Heart Cookbook, with some of the most fabulous. When we were in our break, I just opened up to this baked apple with banana date filling. Oh, yeah. My gosh, I'm telling you. It looks amazing, but I know that we were talking about kind of some tips and stuff, and do you use a lot of these recipes that you have in your book? Are these everyday recipes?
Oh, all the time. The Alamo chicken, I probably make on an almost weekly basis.
Really? Wow. And I mean, because really everything in here is like, I'm telling you, isn't it, ladies?
It does. It looks
like
really good.
Picture perfect. So, anyways, well, so what are just, where do we find your book, first of all?
Probably the best thing to do is order it on Amazon.
Okay.
I mean, it is in stores as well, but that's probably the easiest thing to order.
Here's my question that I kind of wanted to just wrap this up, and thank you so much for staying on, is what are the best herbs and spices to have in your cabinet?
I would say garlic is a great one to have. It adds a ton of flavor. I started using a lot of curry powder. I think it adds a nice flavor, especially if you want to, kind of go in that direction. I love cumin. Cumin is really nice. Really everything is, adds a lot. It adds different kinds of flavors.
What I get
cooking.
Confused using is, and Jennifer, I don't know. Thyme and rosemary. Can you use those together? No.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Oh, I thought they both had such strong flavors that you wouldn't be able to use them.
Well, no, I would just wouldn't use too much of any one.
Okay.
Until you know, kind of put it together and then just hold back on putting too much.
Okay. No question for you. Obviously, you believe in healthy eating. Based on your cookbook, these are all very healthy recipes, but you have to go out to dinner sometime. So what would you order if you were in a restaurant that obviously you can't have them cook one of your recipes while you're there, but what would you order in a restaurant that is generally healthy? What would you stay away from?
Well, I often order fish in restaurants just because I think that's a hard thing to cook.
So you do the same thing.
I try to utilize the opportunity when I go out to eat to have something that I wouldn't normally have or wouldn't normally make at home or maybe not be as confident making at home.
Right. So that's a great idea.
That's often what I do. And I like to stick to, things that sound, I don't want to say plainer, but I guess not quite as, that isn't full of ingredients I wouldn't want to have.
Yeah. Great idea.
Oh, okay. So,
yeah. So you kind of look at all the ingredients and pick it that way too, because you're very conscious of it.
And like I said, if you go to a good restaurant where they use fresh ingredients,
you don't have to worry.
Fresh food tastes really good. They don't have to add a whole lot to it.
Farm to table.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good idea. Yeah. Shira, Aaron, thank you so much for joining us. And I can't wait to make some of your recipes in there. And I'd love to talk to you about some of your other books, because we were talking about losing weight in here on a couple of our shows and taking that baby fat off. I think that would be a great topic.
Yeah, sure. Anytime. Okay. Absolutely.
You got it. Well, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Thank you.
All right. We are going to take a really quick break, and I'd love to give away some Beauty and the Beast tickets right now. We've got a couple tickets to that, and that is going to be December 4th through the 7th. So give us a call right now, 419-0008. We'll be right back.
You know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And I guess we're all a little full after Thanksgiving here. I'm so glad that you're joining us here on the brighter side of the 805. We got Sherry here and Jennifer. Jennifer's writing down.
I'm sorry. I'm writing down a low-fat, light
crab
dip.
We have two foodies in this room.
I know.
And one non-foodie.
Yeah. From the cookbook we were just talking about, because it sounds delicious and it's low in calorie. I must have this.
There you go. All right.
Actually,
and
three
course,
foodies. Tom's a foodie.
Tom's a foodie. Anyways, our next guest is Suzanne. I hope I say this right. Is it Tony?
That is correct.
Oh, great. And she is, gosh, well, one, love is the cure. I love that topic. But not only that, is that is your latest acclaimed CD project, right?
It is. Yes, it is, yeah, Kim. Thank you. Nice to be with you today. Thank you.
Well, thank you for joining us, too.
And hi, Kim. This is Sherry.
Hey.
We spoke a couple of years ago.
Yes, I remember, Sherry, last year. Yes.
So thank you so much for joining us here on our show. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your journey.
Oh, okay. Well, it's a lot of fun. I write music and I act. And getting ready to write a book, I believe, and just a lot of great things are happening. I signed a wonderful new management deal with Joanne Berry in Nashville with World Class Talent, and we're just doing a great job, having a great time, and doing some wonderful things.
Wow! And now, have you always been a singer songwriter?
I have always been a singer-songwriter, yes.
That sounds so fun. I mean, it's funny because all of country western, you know, it's like they tell their story and they sing it, right?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, I love that. You know?
Would you call yourself pop or country?
Well, I would call myself a pop artist because my music, though it does have the southern thread and the thread of country music in it, it's storytelling, just like all great music is a story, you know, that is being relayed. And I would say it fits in the pop country, you know, American roots, blues, rock genre, and it crosses a lot of genres. So,
and we call ourselves the brighter side, and so we'd love to know, you know, what was that pivotal moment when you really transitioned over to the brighter side in your life, maybe decided to become a singer, songwriter, actress, you know, when was that moment? You know, we love to inspire our audience.
Yeah, well, I love that topic, too, and I love your show focused on that. Well, I think as a child, because I moved a lot, I kept seeing that people were very, very similar, although they didn't really understand it, if they lived in different places and kind of had roots in one place and didn't see much else or didn't travel a great deal. They weren't aware of that, but I think from a young age, I was aware of the fact that, gosh, we have an awful lot to give each other, and we're so much alike. You know, we all need to be valued and loved, mm-hmm. And you know, so I think growing up, because I was moving around a little bit, I wanted to be somebody that presented things to different people. I wanted to be somebody that talked about and sang about and shared things with people so they could become all that they were.
Wow, that's great. So would you say that would be your message that you want to spread to everybody through your music? Do you do that?
I would say yes, that's my music. My music is full of hope, and it's full of sticking things out. It's full of sitting back and thinking about things before we react. It's full of love, you know, full of love and hope.
I love it. So let me ask you, what is your new project, your CD project? What is that? Tell us about it.
Well, my new project is called Love is the Cure, the Essential Collection. And it's a picture frame, a song collection of stories about relationships from all different kinds of vantage points and points of view.
That's what I was wondering, what you meant by love is the cure. What, you know, because love is the cure, but love comes in all different forms. And so I'm sure that's what you mean, correct?
Well, love comes in all different forms, and we have to apply love in different ways, in different circumstances and different relationships in life. So it's like how we apply that, you know, this person might need to be dealt with this way. This person might need to be approached that way. So those are all kind of like, how are we going to speak to somebody and be with somebody and interact with somebody in a way that's respectful and loving where they can receive that?
I'm wondering if you're going to sing for us.
Ooh. Oh.
I'm not sure if I planned that or would.
I just got finished with a wonderful thing today. I went to Su Wong's shop in Los Angeles, and I got a dress that is loaned to me for tonight, for the Grammys tonight. For their first party and event tonight. Tonight's their holiday party.
Okay.
And so it's the first part of their show. I'm considered for two Grammys. And
congratulations.
So
that's terrific.
I'm sitting in my, because we finished Just in enough time for me to drive to my next location to look at some heels for the dress that I'm going to wear tonight. I don't have my guitar. I'm literally sitting in my car talking to you.
All right. Oh, well, wow. Maybe we'll have to try to pull up some Susan Tony's music.
So I have a question, Susan. What's it like? This is Jennifer. What's it like to be up on stage and have all of those people standing with you and singing the lyrics to your songs and cheering you on? I can imagine that the adrenaline rush is amazing.
Well, it's really nice to be received, and it's really nice to give. And so when that happens, it's going both ways. And I always feel like I have an audience of one, because my message is really, come in, you know, sit down with me in my home and let's talk. Tell me about what's going on, and let's look at whatever's going on, and, you know, is everything great, or is there something that needs an adjustment, or, you know, you just want a shoulder to lean on, or you just want to talk to me about something that's fantastic that's going on. So I always think that though I have a very big and broad audience, I'm being told that I have a very immense audience on all ages and, you know, all nationalities. And
Susan,
you know,
does that mean because
kids,
you're
adults, everybody.
You're pretty authentic.
Yes, very.
Yeah.
I think I have an audience of one.
Yeah.
And when I'm singing to somebody, I'm trying to sing to everybody universally, but I'm trying to find people in that place where they live and touch that.
Now, are you married?
I'm not married right now.
Okay. Do you have children?
I don't have children.
Oh, wow.
I had a very interesting little, just brief, I had a little health thing. I was born premature, so I had a few surgeries and don't have a pancreas, and didn't have a uterus because of that, because of some things that happened along the way because of that. But I would like, here's what I'd like to do. I absolutely adore kids. And when I have the finances to do this, I would love to help lots of kids, and I'd love to adopt a lot of kids.
There you go. What a great,
that's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, that's a definite way.
How premature were you?
Well, I think I was about 6.5 months. I weighed about a pound and 3/4.
Oh my God, Susan, we have so much in common. I was 6.5 months too, but I weighed a little bit more. Yes.
Wow.
We're pretty lucky.
Very, aren't we?
Yeah. We have to discuss this sometime. There's a lot of great information about being born premature.
Do you find that in life you're a little, not like too early, but you're a little, you're seeing things maybe a little bit before the rest of the crowd? Do you feel like that happens to you?
Oh, that we're ahead of the, you know, in other words, we know things before other people do?
Really?
Yeah, I definitely feel that way. Okay. I feel I'm a little psychic, a little intuitive.
Do you feel like that, Susan?
Pardon me?
You feel like that too?
I do. Yes, I do.
Yeah. Wow. Well, it's trauma. It's early trauma. And there's a lot of things that you can say about early trauma. You become very intuitive when you, I mean, you probably were in an incubator for a long time.
I was. And in fact, you know, I'll say something interesting. You know, incubators are interesting things because they discovered a lot of things with kids in incubators. And one was don't give them complete oxygen because they go, you know, they lose their eyesight and all kinds of things. So, you know, fortunately, we were there, and we made it, you know, we made it.
So you guys were fighters from the very beginning.
We were in the fight flight. We came out as fight flight. We were in that mode.
And so those of us who were born late, we're just, you know.
You become foodies.
We're like always late to the party.
We just show up.
We just show up.
Eat, right?
That's right.
Oh, God, you know. Well, that's an interesting topic. I wasn't thinking we were going to go there.
Maybe we could have a topic on that and maybe have you come back and discuss.
Oh, I mean, I'd love it.
Because it really is fascinating.
Yeah. I think that's interesting. So you, Sherry, you were
Also, I would love to just ask her, you know, for those who listen to our show that maybe want to become a recording artist and perhaps they've been told, oh, that's plan B, you know, you really will never make it and blah, blah, blah. Because, you know, we're here all on this show pursuing our dreams.
Yeah.
What would you say to them when they're being discouraged?
You know what? Here's what I have to say. I think everything's difficult, so never let that stop you from your dream. And I don't think you have a dream if it wasn't placed there by our Creator. You know, whatever that might mean. I don't want to offend anybody.
No,
but whatever that might mean to somebody, whatever's awareness of something greater that's watching over them. And for, you know, for me personally, that's God. But, you know, I think that those are gifts. We, you know, we're given that like as a compass, you know, so that we go the right direction.
Wow. Wow. Now, who is your mentor?
Wow. I love, you know, strong women, and I love men that are gentlemen and that are kind and that love women to blossom into everything they're supposed to be, because, you know, strong men and strong women work really well together when we can, you know, because like you say, the intuitive thing, we can kind of guide men a little bit, you know, but yet they've got a little bit of other things that are very helpful to us. And, you know, so it's a great combination.
Hmm, that's interesting. You sound so calming. I can't wait to hear your music.
So down to earth.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, what's it like being down to earth in a celebrity world?
Well, I think personally that I think people are just craving it. I think we have like so many choices at the grocery store and at the ice cream store and in magazines. And I mean, then you add online what happened with that coming to be, and then all the other, all the other technological equipment, you know, iPads and everything. I think people are, if you got them to sit down and be really honest with you, I think they'd tell you that there's really maybe a little too many choices. And I think everybody is on, I'm going to say this because maybe I'm speaking a little ahead of the time, but I'm feeling that curve. I think everybody's, I mean, all the great things we've learned and that we know and that we have, the resources are all gifts. We just have to use them carefully and make sure we keep things and keep the important things at the top. You know, keep the things that are really real and important in our lives and our world at the top.
Yeah, don't lose sight. Not get lost
in those things.
Yeah, but I totally agree.
I think the whole world is really craving a floor under its feet again. You know what I mean? And I think that's why I'm going to have a lot of people's ears as an actress and as a writer and as a singer, because, you know, like my publicist, one of my publicists, I have two, but one of them, Jackie Monahan in Nashville, she's talking to some people that are interested in writing a book with me. And, you know, they're talking about making me into an action figure because of my story. And it's like, what a great thing, because, you know, kids, people at all different places in our lives, gosh, all of a sudden in that moment when we need something to identify with or someone's character and ethics and
a positive role model that
they can identify with, so that they can hold on to that, and then they can kind of use that. Well, gosh, if that can happen, then I can do that.
Wow.
You know, we want to give each other possibilities, not take possibilities away.
Sounds great. Susan, Tony, where do we find you, and how do we find more about you?
Well, gosh, you can find me almost everywhere online. Susan Tony, just type in Susan, T-O-N-E-Y. That's my last name, Tony. It's Scottish, so it's got the E-Y. And I'm like Cherokee Indian, Scottish, English, a dash of Irish, and Dutch German.
Okay,
so,
great mixture there. So, thank you so much.
You can find me, and then you can find me all over YouTube and the web. You know, you can Google me.
Okay. Well, best of luck with your Grammys, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on your show, and I certainly love to come back.
You got it. All right. We are going to take a quick break, and of course, I'd love to give away something more. How about Laugh Out Loud comedy over at Camarillo Regency, and that is December 17th with Jason Love and friends. And call right now, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Come back here again so selfishly, for the last piece of my heart. Not so foolishly, carelessly take part.
The kids are back in school, and now you have a little extra time to get back in shape. Reduce Medical Weight Control Center can help you get back on track. If you are anything like me, you are running from one place to another, getting kids to and from school and practice, or you're at work all day and just need some help to jumpstart your weight loss program. Reduce is a proven weight loss program with personal care from a licensed medical staff. It's fast, safe, and affordable. Only $100 per month, no contracts, no fees, and my favorite part, no food to buy. Call today and set your appointment to see if Reduce is right for you. The number is 805-375-4150. Just an initial appointment to make sure Reduce is right for you, and then they will help you make sure you stay on track with your weight loss goals. Call today, 805-375-4150. That's 805-375-4150, located in Newberry Park, just off the 101 freeway at Wendy Drive. Remember, it's not about being skinny, it's about being healthy. Call Reduce today, 805-375-4150.
Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everybody. How's everyone doing? We just finished up, and we want to talk about a few things before we end our show today. I was driving in today, and I was wondering, how does everyone feel about re-gifting gifts?
Wait, what are you going to try and give me?
Well, I was thinking, you know, sometimes you get something great, and you'll think to yourself, I don't really need that, but...
Or this isn't my type.
Exactly. Or I already have it, or it's not going to fit me.
This is so... Sherry, you know what I mean?
I was just going to say, but I know Sherry would love it. Is that wrong, or is it...
And why is this so Sherry?
Well, no. Pretend scenario. Pretend scenario.
Oh, poor Sherry. I tell you.
She's sitting right next to me, so I always pick on her. But, yeah. You know, if I got something and I don't think I'll use it or
Is that appropriate?
Is that appropriate? Is that okay?
I know a re-gifting. Like, I got this purse, and it was a Coach purse. And I'm sure this person's not listening. I don't even talk to her anymore. And it was this really hideous color. And it's like, really? I know some grandmother gave you this purse. That was an ugly color. I mean, she thought probably
it's
a great gift.
But it's a Coach purse.
Well, that's why she thought, oh, I'm giving her a Coach purse.
Coach purse. It doesn't matter what it looks like.
But I just took it back, so whatever.
Oh, so you
I
got
had the money and I got another
so no
Coach
matter
purse
what
in a color that I liked. I don't mean to sound tacky, but I just know that was not a gift she picked out for me.
Have you ever been re-gifted?
We had one of the best re-gifting moments ever, and it was with a very small thing, and it was in that room right over there when it was a studio. A guy came. We had a girl that worked on the show. She was very cute. And this outside guy had a crush on her. And he brought in a box of See's candies.
Oh,
and he said, "Here
you
go.
This is not going to end well."
And he dropped it down. And she was really fun, really bright, bubbly, and goofy. She opened it up.
And it was eaten.
Absolute.
Stop.
Freezer burn from you know where.
Are you serious?
You could tell he probably got it. I mean, it was so freezer burned.
That's totally
because
not.
That is not acceptable.
But it was closed up, so he probably thought, oh, I'll stick it in the freezer, it'll be great. I mean, you know that brown,
oh, yeah,
weird,
I totally know what you're
completely
and it
fractured.
Crumbles.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
And it was,
oh my
the
gosh.
Room just, because it was,
because she
right,
opened it,
the
box.
Reveal
sure.
was right there.
Wow.
And she put the lid on it, and she said, so anyway, and she just carried through. But re-gifting's funny. where I think regifting is okay, my wife, it has just happened. One, this weird white wine cooler. She won it in a like a raffle thing.
Uh-huh.
Pull your ticket out. Yeah, whatever, at one of those parties. And we're like, well, I said, we must know somebody who wants this. Wrap it up. Give it for Christmas. It's great.
White
but it's
elephant.
Just not
or a pink
elephant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are white fun. I like those.
White elephant.
Yeah.
White elephant.
Yeah.
Not pink. I could say it's pink if you want. But
what is pink?
Pink, I think, is after a drink.
That's right.
Exactly.
That's when you need to drive someone to drive you home. But you start out as white elephant. Yeah. I do. I think if you get something and you know you're not going to use it, but you legitimately think, oh, I know so-and-so would enjoy this, that's okay because you have that you're thinking of that person
yeah,
in a positive
way. Yeah, or you don't
way.
Have to say, you know, here, I got this, but it's so you. I want you to
have it.
That's okay.
Exactly.
But not like, haha, I just bought this. I worked so hard to get it for you, right?
Right, to pass it off if
yeah.
you've made it yourself or
yeah.
spent day shopping. Now, what about receiving and giving? Do you think if you receive something from someone, you have to give them something?
Kind of. Go ahead. Yeah, we'll have to talk about that one because that's a whole nother thing because you feel obligated sometimes, right?
Yeah, but I think some people just enjoy giving. Like, I like to give presents to people and I don't need something in return.
Yeah, me neither. I like that too. Well, again, thank you, ladies, for being here. And I do want to remind all of and Tom, and I want to remind everybody of our 2 o'clock show. It's going to be some of my best of and personal interviews. So again, from 2 to 3. And of course, we want to end our show with a moment of happiness. In order to be irreplaceable, one must always be different. With that, you've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805.